Midlands Today with Will Faulkner. Get exclusive content now on the Midlands 103 smartphone app.
If you are concerned about the environment and if you feel transport is certainly contributing, you could consider buying an electric vehicle. You could consider a plug-in hybrid. You could just stick with what you have if you've a diesel engine, but change the fuel. I want you to meet Thomas Flynn from Tria Green HVO and perhaps better known as Flynn's of Mullingar. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Will. Morning to our listeners.
HVO stands for hydrogenated vegetable oil. And we talked with Stephen Grant of Grant Engineering some time ago. He's using it in heavy vehicles. Give us your background and how you started to bring it in.
Okay. Well, we started 3 years ago bringing in HVO. We're one of the first. And since that, it has expanded and quite large volumes have been sold right now. So HVO is an alternative to diesel. It's a drop-in replacement with no modifications to any engine. Slight modification to a boiler, but very little cost. So you can heat your house, you can run your car, truck, van, whatever, on this product without changing anything on the engine.
Now, we know with traditional diesel, it comes out of the ground as crude and then is refined and distributed all around the world. Where does HVO come from?
Well, HVO comes from used cooking oil, so it's a recycled product. So there's no new product coming from the ground. There's no crops grown for this. So you're using waste materials. So it's used cooking oil and animal fats from the animal slaughter industry. So it's all from waste.
And from what part of the world does it come from?
Well, some of it's coming from Ireland. The cooking oil is collected here in Ireland. And also there's the animal fats from the slaughter industry. It's been supplied from Ireland here also. So the materials are coming from locally.
And the result at the tailpipe, how does it differ from diesel?
Well, you get a 90%, 90, 92% reduction in emissions, and that is carbon emissions. And that's massive. You're getting 85% reduction in particulate matter. And also NOx emissions by roughly 30%.
So. And when you're driving, do you detect any difference? Does the car perform the same?
The car, absolutely the same. I'm running my own car in it now for the last 3 years. And no difference whatsoever in performance. Actually, people are telling me they're getting more miles per gallon in it, so it's actually performed better. There's no odours from the tailpipe.
I was going to ask, because I remember there was a perception and perhaps earlier variants of the technology 20 years ago where you smelled like a chip shop going around.
Yeah, okay. No, there's absolutely no odours from this. It's completely odourless. And this is a big benefit. Like we've supplied it to boats on the Shannon last year on a trial. And if you were out on a boat in the Shannon, the last thing you want to smell is the smell of diesel.
Mm.
So this is a real win-win in that situation. And the same with buses. And also the particulate matter, which is the black smuts that come from a diesel engine, there's none of that from this. There's no smoke.
Yeah, and I know it's often a pain trying to burn out the particulate filter when it clogs up, as it inevitably does. So let's talk about the economics. And we'll come on to the tax in a moment, but how does the price of HVO compare with regular diesel?
Well, for a car or truck or that sort of thing, you're talking roughly 12 to 15 cents a litre dearer.
Right.
So, but, you know, that's not the only situation. If you take a litre of diesel, emits 3.3 kilograms of carbon. And this is less than 0.4. of carbon. So you're saving, for every litre, you're saving roughly 3 kilograms of carbon, which is massive, you know.
But let's talk about the tax component,
okay?
Because regular diesel attracts excise duty, there's a carbon tax on it, there's VAT, obviously.
Yeah.
So a substantial portion of what you pay at the pump is going to the exchequer. With HVO, where does the tax come in?
Well, with diesel, there's roughly 65% of the price of your diesel you pay is tax. Now, the only difference in taxation between diesel and HVO is the carbon tax, which has not been charged now on HVO. So that's the only difference. And
so the VAT applies and the excise applies?
The VAT and the excise, exact same as fossil diesel, yes.
Now, I'm not sure of the rules at EU level, and I know there are restrictions on what the government can do, but potentially there could be a tax solution that would bring it down to a level akin to regular diesel?
Absolutely, yeah. There could be, that could be done in any budget or any measure to reduce the taxation on HVO to promote clean driving. There's a huge park of cars out there, diesel vehicles. They are going to serve out their lifetime, ideally, and trucks. And this is the only fuel at the moment available to reduce the carbon emissions. And this can be done today. You don't have to wait to change your car. You don't have to spend anything else other than change your fuel.
Now, I mentioned one early adopter being Grant Engineering, and others are coming along. But are you seeing ordinary private motorists embrace the fuel, or is it just the corporate sector?
Yes, as the knowledge gets out there and people know of it, people are willing to change. And we have a pump on our forecourt at the moment in the Downs Mullingar with HVO on it, and people are coming in to fill up HVO. They're willing to change, and they don't. The electric vehicle doesn't suit everybody, people doing long distance. So people are changing to HVO voluntary and paying the extra just to do the right thing.
Mm. I haven't tried it yet. Looking forward to it.
You're welcome.
I'm always curious how it will perform. And indeed, anybody who has tried it, and if they want to give us their own anecdotal evidence of more miles per gallon, that features into the price as well. Tell us about this energy park you've created.
Yeah, well, I suppose in the Downs we have we've permission for an anaerobic digester, which is going to be built in the next couple of years. I got that back in 2012. Struggled in many ways to get this thing up and running. Lots of difficulties, lots of hurdles. We've also permission for a solar farm there. We have now the HVO. We've up to 1 million litres of HVO in stock on the site. And ideally, I want to move to an all-renewable service area. So we're also looking at the potential for putting in car charging points also on the site. So my idea is to get completely renewable site.
And how long into the future do you see all of this maturing?
Well, as soon as the anaerobic digester is built, we'll have renewable gas on the site as well, which is useful for transport. And it's another option. So I'd say over the next maybe five, it's probably in the next 5 years. Hopefully in the next 5 years we'll get on.
And complete. More jobs as a result.
Yeah.
Thomas, pleasure meeting you. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Will.